Well, last week, Alabama was the setting for the Southern Regional Meeting of the Agricultural Landscapes Forum, where natural resource conservation policy issues in the South was the subject. Farmers, natural resource managers, researchers from across the Southeast provided comments as water was the main focus. And one of those there was Tim Martin, president and CEO of Creek Indian Enterprises, the economic development arm of the Porch family Creek Indians.
Water is going to be liquid gold of the future. And the ability to sustain life and to do both from the quality of life for economic development. So therefore, we were honored to be invited to come and participate in this forum to not react to something, but start thinking about the future and how we can start now anticipating what's going to happen and have things in place to try to respond when we see it happening that's coming in the future.
Martin says it's important to look ahead or we'll be in trouble.
We have got to revamp the way we make policy and to be able to change policy in a much quicker manner to respond to the changing environment. Too many times we catch ourselves reacting after some horrific event happens and we're trying to catch up. Let's anticipate that and have a plan and ready and then interact with that plan.
Martin told me they've had a great partnership with USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service and have relied on their programs to help them prepare for the future.
We look at water, natural resources as trees, people. Let's look 20 years out. What do we need to start doing now and putting into place the best management practices that we can ensure that we leave this island home of ours better for our future generations?
He said the quality of life will be sustained by what we do today. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.